This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Good song, Touch Yourself, too.
Oh, my God.
Real getting the rhythm.
Oh.
Trying to figure it out. It's anthem rock for sure. I don't know what yacht rock is. I keep seeing that reference.
I have no clue.
Yacht rock.
It's something somebody wanted to take off, and unfortunately it did.
Before someone texted in, that was a former bar in Greenville. That was called Got Rocks. Not Yacht Rock.
Still there, but not.
No.
I was like, why are you still there and not a business? Explain that to me.
Oh, man. I don't know.
You got a venue, you might as well use it, right?
Yes. Oh, man. This is killing me now. If you're listening to the podcast, there's a song playing in the background. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
You'll get it soon.
I know the song now. Oh, yeah, God, now I know exactly who this is. You going to do title and artist?
If you think you can.
I believe this is Turn Up the Radio by the band Autograph.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God.
Winner, winner, meet dinner.
How random is this?
I'd like to hear Jackal do this.
Oh, I bet they do it good.
Oh, yeah, I bet so.
I saw that good crowd last night at the... up in Hickory at the premiere.
Yeah, rock out.
Yeah, Fatty. Did you pick this? You gonna play some Anthrax next?
And that's also a reminder that while the podcast is nice, like listening live, you get the full thing. You know, it's like for people that had the real Spice Channel and not like us peons that watched it through all the scrambling and every once in a while you'd see a nipple.
Oh, channel 96. You got the full audio, though.
Oh, you get the full audio. If you had like a nice memory. See, I was always scared to like manipulate myself with my eyes closed fully because, you know, you never know.
Just get one open.
Somebody's going to walk walk in.
Embarrass you.
Look at you through the window while they cut grass.
Who would do such a thing?
Like a
my
pirate.
Dad.
Mm-hmm. Arr, I got to me one eye open.
The reason I know this is, sorry, Mr. Microphone. Did you ever have one of those, a Mr. Microphone?
Oh,
sure he did.
Was that the Echo one?
Yeah.
I had a Talk Boy.
You could, a Talk Boy.
Like in Home Alone 2?
Yes. This one you could turn it to a certain frequency on your radio and you could talk on the microphone and it would come out of the radio.
So you'd sing what? In the bathroom?
Yeah. And I had one of those and I'm thinking like, would Matt Man be here without Mr. Microphone?
So you're in the
If it was a Mrs. Microphone, my mom and dad wouldn't have let me have one.
No. You don't get a girl toy.
You don't get a girl toy.
You're in the bathroom doing bits. That's pretty cool.
Well, no.
Comedy routine.
I was doing something that rhymes with that.
Oh. Nice.
Taping bits and taking.
Blitz blast, I was taking a dump.
Boom, 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 boom.
So, Sevier Middle School. That's where I went to middle school. It is still called that. But it's not spelled like severe weather. It's spelled like Sevierville, Tennessee.
Yeah, like the county.
And as Fat Boy often reminds you, I was in chorus. I was in chorus in middle school and high school.
I like that school because it still looks old. Sevier.
It's got a little charm left in it. Yeah. It's not all boxy like most of them. And we were doing some fundraiser for the chorus, and I don't know what the fundraiser would have been for unless there was like poor kids in class that couldn't afford a white button-up shirt. So maybe that's where the funds were going.
Poor kid Christmas.
But we were selling these, I mean, you know, it's years now, but these dumpy candles.
Adopt a hobo.
That were like Mickey Mouse candles or whatever, and they were like, by the time you took them back to the people. What an honor system we had back then. You'd give kids actual cash to go to school with, and then in 6 weeks, that kid would then bring you a candle back to your home.
It was either multi-level marketing like that or chocolate bars.
Or chocolate bars, yeah, for sure. And I didn't sell I didn't do very much. But if you sold, you know, like you sold, let's say, example, 10, there's a prize tier. Or you sell 25, there's a different prize tier. And the biggest one was, this is how long ago it was a watch that had a calculator on it. Nice. But also a very tiny port for little headphones. You could listen to the radio.
That's a big watch. Damn.
But think about how you'd have to walk around with your hand like by your ear because the cord, it's like an iPhone cord now. The more they cost, bizarre. The shorter that damn cord gets. We have a 50-foot long one for $99, though.
Yeah, really? Like Dick Tracy's watch?
Yeah. So that was the big price. So I was about the menial level. And there was a bunch of junk on there I didn't watch. And I didn't want books and stuff because, you know, Scholastic Fair was coming up. And I always loved that.
It was hard to sell $40 wrapping paper. I mean, it really is.
Well, yeah. Well, no, yeah. Well, the candles, they were quite pricey for even then. But anyway, long story short, on my price tier, the only thing I saw on there that even... Because I've always collected autographs and sports cards and stuff, and it just said autographed CD. And didn't say who had signed it.
Nice.
So I was like, I'll go for that. Maybe it's like a grab bag, a mystery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go... Let's see, who would it have been back then? Let's go PM Dawn. Let's get that PM Dawn. No, that's probably too early for them.
Yeah.
Let's say Bon Jovi.
Oh, nice. Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
Autographed. You hoped.
The year would have been like 88. So figure that out. Maybe a Peebo Bryson type situation. Some Lionel Richie. Anyway.
Oh, man.
It was a CD of the band autograph. It wasn't signed by anybody.
You eighth grade dummy.
Well, they didn't explain it well. Miss Hames? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if she's alive or not. Talking about old teachers, you never know.
Why did they do that, man? The catalog sucked. There was never anything good to sell. It was expensive, and the prizes weren't good. I don't know if they still do those.
The motivation, no. They did great marketing in that they took the prize thing away, and it also went around with safety. So we didn't want to tell our kids to take this catalog and walk into strangers' houses and try to get money from them. What are they going to try to get from you? So what happened? The parents then took that stuff to work.
Yeah.
The parents did.
They had to barter at work.
I used to buy big old metal tins full of popcorn for like $50.
And
the tins wasn't even cool. Like you couldn't repurpose it for nothing. It was just stupid.
I was in Scouts. That was a hard sell, the popcorn. You couldn't compete with the Girl Scout cookies.
It was so high.
No. Anyway, he's right. It was expensive.
And then the gift wrapping paper. I mean, dude, like, you're going to have you bougie people, but in the South, we always have said, like, you don't want to spend more for the gift wrapping than the gift inside.
No. They'll go to Dollar Tree and get all the paper they want.
It's expensive as hell for that gift wrapping paper selling that stuff. So then these candles are like, you know, $6, $7, $8. They're all right. But then they put it on the parents to do it. And then the parents... They everybody knew that. The kids knew it. The teachers knew it. Everybody knew it. So the parents then felt as though they had this cross to bear now. Their kid's not going to be able to get that magic reveal coloring book. Remember that from Scholastic?
Oh, yeah.
You highlight a certain area and it showed little things there you would never see. So it became the parents' thing. And then we started hating our coworkers. Everyone that has a coworker hated them because she comes in with that satchel. She's going to try to sell us some more candles or wrapping paper.
Now they do it with $15 dozens of donuts. They'll go sell them to you, and you can either get the dozen or you can get a coupon for a free dozen that nobody ever gets.
Dude, that was the rage, too. Coupon
three
books.
Dozens. Who can eat that much?
Well, if a free one, like
you need to get half that one day.
You can either get the donuts then, or you can get a certificate to get fresh ones.
Oh, that's nice.
But everybody opted for the donuts then. They didn't want the fresh.
The coupon book was actually like brilliant because nobody had a dog in the fight. Like you had to pay for the printing, but then they're just going to businesses saying, "Hey, look, we're going to hook you up. We're going to put you on this coupon book." You just got to give them an extra pizza when they buy one.
I remember
that's
that.
The deal we're going to work out.
Yeah, that my mom would get that every year because we save money on like going to dinner and stuff.
You mean like the football team coupon cards, like the activities, like here's
Well, so they moved it to like a credit card.
Yeah.
Because her mom would carry this big, because literally it was like something like about half the size of my day planner here. You had to carry with you everywhere and then carefully, you know, tear it out, cut it out or whatever. Then they came out with coupon credit card, where the coupon was on, but it's a tiny square, and you couldn't read what the hell it said.
I would rather give you $20, and you keep the card because the discount's usually like a spend $40 worth and get a nickel off. Like it's never a good coupon.
I bought one. The last one I bought was a card, and they would even some of those places. That's not my S Pages chair. We gonna have to go to the furniture store after the show.
We'll have to go to the dumpster.
They'd clip a hole in it, like you've used that coupon.
Oh, like a punch card?
Yeah, and then next thing you know, you're carrying a credit card that's got like 20 holes in it. It was dumb.
Get 30 holes and get a free donut.
It's like with my cashback card. Now I have to go in and select the businesses that I want to get my cash back at. Why?
Oh, yeah.
It should like, be inclusive.
But it's like 5% here, 10%
yeah,
there.
But they're like, hurry, only 11 days left to spend money. I'm like... You should work out a deal like freaking cell phone companies do now where they're like, hey, you get a cell phone from us, 4 years of easy installments, you'll own that phone. But we're going to give you Netflix. We're going to hook you up at Burger King. We're going to hook you up with like all these different amenities. Yeah, no longer just about the
keep you one Whopper per quarter.
Right.
I turned the kid down because I didn't go to his school when he was selling his football cards. I'm like, I didn't play there. Why am I giving you guys money? Like, my school plays you guys. I don't want to support you.
Your school, like, this is recent?
Yeah, last football season. I'm like, this is where I went. I'm like, they will play you. I don't want to give you money, and then you guys beat them.
Well, it ain't like they're using that to go buy steroids. Or probably
I'm like, first
better.
Off, you don't need the money because, you know, you got a lot of rich kids that go to the school.
Probably
you got
a new mural or something.
You got enough parents that could pump enough money into the place, and you win state championships out the ass anyway.
Oh, so. It burns.
Yeah, it'd probably be easier if you can get everybody to donate $10.
But the cards are never, like, they're never that good. Like, you know, hey, buy a pizza and get, 5% off the next one, you know, save you.
Well, it'll be nothing. Like a plethora. It'll be like 50 places on there, but it's like looking at like a bachelorette party lineup.
You know what a good coupon is? 80% off. That's a good coupon.
There ain't no, you ain't making no money.
I've never heard of one.
I know. It sounds like Walmart now. Oh, it's cutting into our profit margins. You $1 billion dummies. You're still going to make a ton of money. Quit raising my bananas 4 cents.
They have to. I mean, it's like we said with inflation. Like, and then what happens is like what happened in the 90s or 80s where inflation was low and the cost of living was low and everybody had money essentially in the 80s. At least credit card money. But then when that all matched up.
Everybody was working there in Clinton.
Then it all was just.
You know what? Can we just like all agree? Nothing's going to come down. Like nothing's going to go back to where it was. It just, it don't. It never does.
Like, did you know the whole 5 cent Coca-Cola? That sign we've seen everywhere for years, your parents talked about buying a Coca-Cola for 5 cents. Like, when that stuff went to like a quarter, did people lose their damn minds?
Probably.
Yeah, I know.
I think they did when they took the cocaine out of it. They're like, hang on now.
It ain't as good no more.
Yeah. I need that pick-me-up.
That's when we started having gas shortages and people would line up for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that doesn't happen again.
I was 6 years old when I first, that was 1981. Ooh. And that was weird to see as a kid. You're like, what? Are they having a sale right now? Like, why is it? No. What you don't understand is if we don't get gas, we're going to stay at home all the time.
How about when you bait and switched them and said, we're going to broadcast from a different station? And everybody got all worked up.
That was a great radio mystery. And we sold gas for very cheap.
That's what it was. You were broadcasting from a gas station.
Gas station.
It was like when Paige was walking naked across the road.
Right. We never gave away a Toyota or a, what's the other little, a million.
100 grand.
100 grand. Yep. It was a candy bar. We never did crap like that. But the other crap we did, including not taking any calls that we had on hold. We'll do that when we come back. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Happy Friday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, man.
You're going to wish you didn't have that phone over there.
Dang it.
10 minutes ago.
I know it.
This is pretty.
It's very emotional. And he knows, because I was over here. Fat Boy hates when someone plays music off their phone. I was in here doing that a moment ago. I could tell he was getting irritated.
I don't like when, to see people enjoy much.
Well, I wasn't enjoying this when I said, oh, man, I love Keith Whitley, but it makes me so sad, especially this song. And then you rejoin with it.
Somebody was it Lori Morgan?
Yeah.
Somebody, oh, yeah, put it on Instagram. They put a picture of his headstone.
Well, she, I didn't know about that. She's the one who broke his heart.
Oh, what'd she do?
She left him.
I think she was the one that said they were missing Keith recently.
And she might be.
Sing it if you know it.
Don't close your eyes. Oh, that was a work, wasn't it?
Let it be me.
It's a fantasy. Oh, man.
Get a picture?
Awesome person.
Of your...
That I know.
Did he pass away?
I don't even remember. It was after she left him for Troy Aikman.
Yeah. That didn't work out.
No. Remember, he faxed her. That was the greatest thing ever. He faxed a girl out.
I don't want to put you in a too somber of a mood, so let's mix it up a little.
Yes. Oh, man. Posse up. Station home away from home in the black Benz limo with the cellular phone. We're calling up the posse. It's time to get a ripping. God. Okay, make sure you had edited version. People think Fatboy was saying Sir Mix-a-Lot's a one-hit wonder, and I'm like, no, sir.
No.
No. Three hits.
Three-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second.
Make you want to get some. Freaking Sir Mix-a-Lot with Posse on Broadway.
Well, that's a good one. I don't have biscuits.
No, that was it right there. The J.R. Ewing of Seattle. It was so well referenced of the time, man. He did this, and then he did Buttermilk Biscuits, which was kind of odd.
That's a good one. I don't have it.
He ran his voice through a harmonizer or something. He sounded like Eazy-E.
I'm going to get it. We got to play that one.
This is when people were like, chill. You didn't have to call everybody. You just went outside and said, posse up. There you go. Didn't need a whole band. Just had a turntable that you were screwing up. Running it back and forth.
Does he cuss a lot in Buttermilk Biscuits?
I don't know that there's any bad language in any of his music. Except this one song. But it wasn't. It was a word he could say, but we can't play on the radio.
Okay. It's frowned upon, I guess you could say.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is great right here. That boom on there. I know it's not Buttermilk Biscuits. God bless, boy.
Oh, my God.
Skeezers. Oh, man. It's making my day. If it was payday Friday, it'd be even better. Buttermilk Biscuits, here we go. Sift the flour, roll the dough. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Move your butt to the funky beat. We know what that is? That's Buttermilk Biscuits. I don't know why Bojangles ain't picked this one up yet.
They should. I'm hungry.
Bojangles Biscuits. Doesn't that sound like a young Eazy-E?
Oh, my God. What is going on?
It sounds like Zap or Roger. One of the two. I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Now I'm wondering if this was...
I'm seeing a naked woman need a biscuit now. And like this place in the background.
Now I'm wondering, is this innuendo? Not literally innuendo.
For these?
The word innuendo.
For like up here or down
Buttermilk
here?
Buttermilk biscuits.
You wouldn't want that down there, right?
Buttermilk? Say ah! There you go. And there's all. All right.
Buttermilk biscuits saved today.
You know the whole thing.
Oh yeah. At the very beginning, I don't.
Oh Lord.
Oh man.
Man, I like food songs.
I know. I want to go like roller skating.
That's my top cheeseburger in paradise now.
How has that not been like fixed? Like, what's what is it missing that young kids? Or even why is roller skating not that big a damn deal no more?
You know why?
Why?
Because the damn Nintendo and all that stuff.
Yeah, they don't leave the house.
Yeah, video games. I'm talking about like adults and stuff. Like, went from glow bowling to throwing axes. We didn't go back to the roller skating rink.
I can't bounce anymore because I'm overweight, but I'm 42, so you even if I was in good shape.
You bounce better.
You think so, but I mean, I can't, I'm not as limber.
Like throwing a dime on a woman's butt.
Like if I fell down, I'm probably gonna literally break the hip. Man.
Literally,
you're down for the count.
Like, I want to get back
He's
up.
He's out.
I mean, it's probably not safe. Is what someone texts, but at the same time, neither is axe throwing when you're drunk.
Plus, if I go to a skating ring dressed like this,
He says,
I'm gonna be on a list for sure.
But now, think
about it. Why is there a fat guy in the corner in shorts? There's a bunch of kids here, man.
Creepy fat guy.
Golf, you're going to get sloppy out there, and you're going to drive off into a lake or
hit somebody with a club.
When you're crossing the road, are you going to hit somebody with a club? God,
why
don't you hear more fights at golf courses? I mean, you know it happens all the time.
Through their game, they're going to hit you.
They keep it hush-hush. They're like, oh, we don't want people to know. Where that gentleman's game thing.
If you know where to look, you can see all that stuff still.
What, golf fights?
Well, like fights anywhere, man. I saw it.
Golf fights brought to you by MaxFly.
I saw high school graduation the other day, and then everybody started, I guess, I don't know what kind of dance it is, but everybody was doing it. Like, they were kind of, twerking, I guess, and, dropping it low, whatever you would say, graduation. Like, everybody in the crowd was doing it.
Oh, really?
It was like watching,
So this is not one where they didn't scream after every name. Like, they did scream.
Yeah, but they were – it was unruly, man. It was a lot of people dancing, which doesn't sound bad, but it was, unorganized chaos.
But didn't, isn't it somebody, let's see, I can tell, I'm going to say their name, but I know somebody that had a child graduate, let's say 3 to 5 years ago. I'm not good with that stuff, but remembering things I don't care about. 3 to 5 years ago, his mom and dad wanted to go, obviously his wife wanted to go and several others, and they were limited to just 2 tickets to go to the graduation. I'm like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, they do that now. Like, you can't bring as many people as you want to bring because even if it's like a 10,000-12,000 seat arena, they're like, well, we might not have enough room.
You think they did that for the kids who didn't have very many people show up? They're like, oh, poor Sabrina, her working dad is the only one that comes. But Sasha over there, she has 3 rows of people.
I'm surprised they don't tell everybody, look, clap for every graduate, please, because they might not have as much.
I mean,
because
somebody's going to break the rule, and you're going to regret not hooping and hollering for your people.
They don't fill up the auditorium. I don't understand why they do that. You know, there's not that many people there.
Yeah, and we're in the time of it too. Like, oh, that's going to be going on, going down here soon.
You just said going dong.
Well, I'm trying to.
That was a Fatboydian.
Oh, here it is. Look, this guy's throwing money in the air when he graduates. I can't make it any bigger. I can't make the screen bigger.
Instead of throwing your cap up in the air, he threw some dollar.
Dude.
Made it rain.
Yeah, this is the same.
The sweetest.
It's real money, dude. He's got a ton of it. He's just, why? Why are you just throwing it?
So you'll be watching him on the internet here in Greenville, South Carolina, saying, God, he must have a lot of money.
All right, she's doing a backflip. He's not even trying to go pick it up.
All right, that's an inner city high school thing. That around here, I asked.
Show the rest of the crowd, man. Everybody
make them control.
Plus, if it's a big graduating class, it's like a 6-hour kind of thing. Nobody wants to be there.
Everybody's got like a move. It's like WrestleMania.
Because when they have graduations at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, they don't sell alcohol during those. Did you know that? So if I'm going to be there 4 hours and I can't get a buzz, no. It's like, well, I didn't have as much fun at Blippi as my grandson did.
Wait a minute.
They didn't serve alcohol at it.
They don't sell alcohol at Blippi?
No.
That's really good thing.
That or Now, Monster Jam. What is the other one we went to?
God, here? They better at Monster Jam.
I mean, I'm not like a lush or nothing, but, you know, I like a buzz.
Monster Jam would be annoying.
You get the buzz done from the fumes at that
I rate. Know. I'm just going to say.
You go in there and hot box with noise, a bunch of diesel engines. Mm.
Drinking. Oh, my God.
All right, I'll play favorites. I don't care. I've shown my true colors, which is a great song by Cyndi Lauper.
It is. That's a good one.
It is good.
I think
it's your computer, dude. It's about to explode.
I know the fan. I think I found it, and I'm trying to show it to you. But the entire crowd is going nuts. Let's see if this works. I can play the video. Internet.
The sweetest. Are you going to play audio or just?
Chris! Internet's broke.
They said to email, not scream down the hall no more.
Are you calling him from the thin walls?
Like,
guys.
I heard you. I'll be here.
I'm actually working at the Philly location today. Dude, the sweetest thing, I don't know if, I think it was from this year's Clemson graduation. The president's daughter.
Graduated. They were on the Today Show. I saw.
Oh man, that was sweet to see.
President Clemens.
I mean, what fat boy?
Like, can you see it?
No way, dude. I'm out of that. Dude,
it's everybody.
That's like a riot's about to happen.
That woman don't know what to think. She's like, oh my God.
It looks like they're trying to summon some kind of entity.
They're all possessed.
That's scary.
They're all devil dancing.
This kid's getting
good God, man. I need to like the kids are all zooted up on something.
I wish I could hear the music, but I can. Somebody probably put the music to
it. It was probably a posse's on Broadway, I would imagine.
It's probably when they just got there. They're like, hang on, we just got here. Can we graduate, please?
God. All right, let's not do another segment and not take calls.
That's why you know what? Those people ruined graduation for everybody.
We can't take any.
We can't take any?
We can't take any.
We didn't talk none. I take none the other time.
They're full up, too.
Oh, my God.
Slap full.
God. You'll have to post that video so people can see what you're talking about.
What if we let you come by the station and you could just, like, frog us for free? Kids still do that?
Flogging?
Frog it.
What's that?
You can frog somebody. You know, you frog somebody. Or you play 6 inches. You never played 6 inches with your buddy?
Never.
Come on. That's an old bus game. You take your pinky, and I put it on your shoulder. And then 6 inches from the pinky is the thumb. That's where I put my fist. And then that's the distance I get to hit you with.
Oh.
No, never did that. We just played Get Off My Johnson. And
was a different game.
Some game I'm not camp. Playing.
Anything that involved pretending that you were hurting your friend's nuts, but really it was just maybe for you to touch him, I felt like.
You played that one in camp, and then you had to say it different, like, oh, get off my Johnson, oh, please.
Yeah. And you have to really say how many inches. I never do that around
men. You 18 minutes to stop what you're doing.
We pencil fight, too. That was the other one.
All right. Paige, apologize to those on hold that
you know,
your other two coworkers
here
suck it. I'm so sorry
for the disorganization.
I mean, it is. We just got talking about a bunch of crap. Maybe you were just calling in to say, hey, guys, keep it going. I love the show.
That's what it was.
They did, but they hung up because they couldn't get through.
Yeah, and also...
we're usually good at working them in.
What area code is 323? Is that New York?
323. No.
Well, whatever it's from. They're texting in saying, enjoy your day off Monday. That's the next Monday, dillweed.
Yeah, it's not this one.
You thought Memorial Day was this weekend. You're wrong. It's not. All right.
Bunch of dummies.
Yes. Thank you. Paige.
Yes, sir.
We got this big old FOF line coming up, but prior to that, what's going on in the Plex?
Well, they're assigned. You might actually have a fake friend.
Really? You think? You think?
Really fun this out here.
I saw that sign when I was 7 years old. I'll be honest with you.
Not saying you're carrying around a dummy or anything. I'm just saying.
A big dummy?
No. Lamont. All right, we'll find out about dummies and fake friends right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, you have this friend. This friend may just be a fake friend. He may not, he or she, may not be actually into you as a friend. So, here we go. Here's some clues. No accountability.
With what? In their life or with you?
Well, there's no, I messed up, I'm sorry, just excuses and avoiding you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that wears thin pretty quick.
Yeah.
When you realize the friend creates 99.9% of the drama you and them get into, and you're cleaning up 99.9% of it. You know a person like that?
This is leaning toward more female as we go.
If they won't accept you for who you are and try to get you to change yourself, that's another clue.
I think is more a female thing. I don't see guys trying to change guys like that.
No.
Unless it's like TV shows or, won't you go ahead and just pull for Clemson, be done with
it. How would you change someone, like make them go to church or something?
That or talk like if they're, I'll tell you a damn good example. If you meet a girl and all her friends are single, and they've been single for a while, they will not be pulling for your relationship. Get out of my microwave! Or get out of my way! Is it a microphone or a microwave? Whatever it's called.
Well, no,
because I mean, think about that. Like they're gonna lose their friend. they actively are pulling. And I've seen that first and foremost.
Because women are just as bad as guys when it comes to, you know, your relationship. You won't see them.
I think, you know, like,
they're friends.
You got to make the cut with the girlfriends. Like, this guy has to be good. You can't have anything like, oh, well, he drinks too much, or he won't shut up, or he talks about himself all the time, or, you know.
Do you know what women can do?
So into sports.
Guys can't get away with this. So, you know, in that scenario, the chick who really wants to hook up with the other girl's boyfriend will try to. And then if he doesn't do it, she's like, oh, it was a test anyway. You passed the test. We didn't hook up. See, you're a good boyfriend.
I think that's where women trollop. Can be more conniving in a fun, investigative way.
Yeah.
Is to do that.
What?
Because
is there like a time limit? Because I blew it before with them.
What? Nice.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me get the music.
No, I mean, well, you're supposed to wait a long time before you do anything with somebody, but it didn't last.
15 minutes.
No. I shouldn't say.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Hang on for real.
Did it involve the hand? Or?
No, it involved a man that I had sex too soon. Like, I didn't wait 3 months for it to have sex.
How
with
soon?
Him.
First date.
No.
Yeah, you've had a first night, one night stand before. You said you have.
Yeah.
At least a couple of these.
Going well, on. I mean, I kind of knew him. And,
you know. Was he giving you that come hither look?
No, he's. Anyways,
was he doing that hand gesture like Jesus does in all the paintings, where it's like this?
It involved a lot of alcohol at the beach, in a cave.
Like a real beach, or like
in
Clemson?
A cave?
Half Moon Bay, yeah.
Wow.
People that make the shirts, they make caves too.
You see One-Eyed Willie?
A big bonfire party.
Yeah, wait a minute. That is a brand, isn't it?
Yeah,
anyways, I don't want to talk about me, but I'm going to say.
Well, there's a first.
I'm going to say with my husband. We just ended up doing it real soon, like on the third day. There's an attraction there.
I have really, honest to God, never had sex on the beach. Do you find sand 3 to 4 days later? Is that true?
It wasn't on the beach. It was in a cave.
Okay, did you find like stalagmites or anything in your underwear?
Look like it.
No.
We found a coal spring right there.
I'm about to go spelunking.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a minor, what's a minor lot? That's how he would say it too, a minor lot.
But I'm just saying,
I got a head bold.
He married me, maybe because I did it. I don't know.
Do you want to make it in a cave? It is so dark in here.
But I always think that maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have waited. Maybe I should have got to know him a little bit.
Did it echo
better.
A lot because you're in the cave?
No, it was just, you know, you can hear the surf.
Hey, you guys.
It was so dark. He's like, oh, this is good.
It wasn't with Chris. It was with someone else.
Oh, someone else.
And then you're like, you know what? We're not doing anything. And then, like, there's another man boy. He's like, buddy, that is, I made a circle out of my fingers.
You were making love to sloth.
I'm not your wife. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, Ruth.
Well, Paige, I enjoy your sex stories.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because you can't, like, I do everything wrong. You know, that's why I've been...
Sexually speaking?
Glad you realized.
No, just...
You talking about headlines or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, why am I even here? No.
Just for...
That's a good question.
Because you're so pretty.
Did you like fingering
no,
that?
No, I'm not.
You like
I heard
fingering
the
that microphone. That's why
you love touching the mic a lot.
No, it keeps falling down. Nothing works here, and I'm getting very frustrated.
Don't you just leave it alone, yeah?
Okay. Is it bad, or does it just make people think it's thundering outside? I don't know.
I think if you're sitting on your speakers right now, you're kind of
getting... No, because when it slides down, people are like, talk in the microphone like this.
There she goes.
I know everybody's a radio consultant, right? Yeah. Just because they listen to it.
Don't listen to them, Paige. It's like the football players say. They're like, man, I hate getting on Twitter or X after a game that we lost. Like, why bother and get on there? Everybody tell you how much you suck, butts.
All right, the reason why I brought up the whole friend thing is because...
No.
Is because...
Because.
You think that if you do something, it's not going to end up that way and he doesn't like you. And that's the way I think. I thought, we'll never get married because we just... But he fell in love with me. It had nothing to do with anything.
Is there a better example we can use instead of referring to women as cows? What's another fun example of that? Like,
because they don't have any nipples.
why buy the cow when you can milk it for free? Let's give a better animal example. What can we come up with?
Horse.
Yeah, why buy the pig when you can get a sausage?
No, we're calling them pigs now.
We're talking about boys.
Why buy the pig when you can get a sausage for free?
Large ladies are upset, and also some coppers are mad.
Your pork sword's on the mind.
The fuzz is pissed off now because you.
Why buy the horse when you can milk it for free?
Right.
You ever milked a horse, Fokker?
Why buy the monkey when you can get free bananas?
Wow. You know what? I got a GED, and I know that's not right.
We're going to call you Yellow Hat.
We'll buy Curious George.
All right. And other things about friends, encounters with them leave you emotionally drained. That's when you know that this is a fake friend.
Yeah.
That is true.
And if you feel like your role revolves around pitying the other person, then you know that's not a friend.
The thing, when you find out, like, it's more of like a, like, wow, like, I thought more of you as a person. You know, and you go and, you know, you've been stabbed in the back by somebody before.
Oh, yeah. Ever?
Like, not literally.
That's why you don't have high expectations of people from their own.
No, you really don't. It really, like, lowers the bar, but it also, like, makes it where you're just like, Stone Cold said it in 1998. DTA.
And don't trust anybody. I've had friends that have gone on and just, they'll tell me everything about themselves. And then, like, one night they go on and on and on, and I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you. And why are you so drained? I just left the hospital, you know.
That's when you punch them. Soccer.
Why buy tickets to Carowinds when you can sneak under the fence for free?
And the friendship is always on their terms. And when your friends keep secrets that affect your life, not tell the truth about you.
Little Birdie told me a secret. There's some heat on today's FOF line.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, by the way, Paige.
Well, I think...
not for the heat, but for...
There is heat, but guess what? It's not on us.
Oh.
It's on others.
Okay. Good.
I like that.
Like neighbors. Neighbor issues. Everybody's got a neighbor they don't like. Madman used to have a neighbor that put wiener lights on his front porch.
It was the way that...
Wiener lights?
The architecture was when they did white lights. And then, you know how, like... Middle Eastern, they were not that it matters.
It don't matter.
But their front porch went up at like a dome and then arched in the middle above that. So when they'd run their lights, as you were coming down my road, no pun intended, it looked like a big old ding-a-ling was peeing on the front yard.
That's great.
And it was not. It looked more like a palm tree to me, but once Fat Boy said it looked like a dong, I was like, I can't not see it.
Do I need to get the music again?
What?
The sexy music.
You're waking up the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.